I am so honored to kick off the show. His second time with us here on the Michelle Woodhouse Show, Michael Reagan. You can follow him on Twitter at ReaganWorld.com. Again, I'm not .com. It's Twitter. America at ReaganWorld. I think I'm just so rattled, Charles, by that amazing. I was enamored listening to President Ronald Reagan. He's an American conservative, political commentator, strategic. He's a strategist, former radio host, Newsmax columnist, New York Times bestseller. His book, Lessons My Father Taught Me, is just amazing. And we are so honored to bring Michael Reagan onto the Michelle Woodhouse Show. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. You say strategist, but nobody ever listens to me.
Well, we're going to listen to you. We're going to listen to you for all the minutes that you're going to give us. And I have to tell you, as I was preparing for you to come on, I picked that clip of your dad and just amazing. It is just mesmerizing each and every time that you listen. And when he's talking about the Reagan Revolution in the city on the hill, I had an opportunity earlier this week to have Peggy Grande on the show. And at every turn, I was young. I wasn't even driving yet when your dad delivered that speech, but it is his words are so true. They were true then. They prick at the American heart then, and they do now. And I'm sure for you,
You say that, but I wish they did now.
Yes, absolutely.
Because what he left us doesn't exist. It's 40 years later. It just doesn't exist any longer. And you had Peggy on. I saw Peggy the other night. She's gone to a lot of the premieres. I saw her at the premiere in Hollywood and what have you, known her for years, but it just doesn't exist, and that's what's really so sad. And people need to go see this movie. It's a history lesson. It really is. And it's showing my father and warts and all, and his days in Hollywood, and what my dad fought people around him more than he fought politicians. People think this is like a political movie. It's not a political movie. I mean, if there's a politician that shows up in it, it's Tip O'Neill. How many people listening know that when my father was shot, when he woke up in the hospital, Tip O'Neill was sitting in a chair with his rosary praying for my father? Oh. That wouldn't happen today.
Oh, that would never. That would never
that
happen,
would not
today.
Happen today.
No, well,
and that's what's so sad.
It is, and again, we're talking with Michael Reagan. The Reagan movie. Premiere here, and tickets are available tonight to see it here in Raleigh. It is interesting. That would never happen today. The days of civility. The days of that. Bipartisan, we're going to fight it out on the floors of Congress. We're going to battle it out over policy, but then we're going to be praying for one another and have a true relationship. That never became more evident than not that long ago when an assassin's bullet hit President Trump, and you had members of congressional staffers, many others, lots of talking heads, the mainstream media, putting out social media tweets and comments like, I wish next time the shooter had better aim. And that's where we are right now in the political discord, sadly.
I mean, that's where we are. And that's what's so great. People need to really go see this movie. Because you'll see my dad, warts and all, go through it, his battle. This movie's about Ronald Reagan fighting communism, whether it's in Hollywood back in the 1930s and 40s and what have you, or as president of the United States of America, and what he went through, and what he was able to do, and be able to accomplish. But he was fighting more of his own people who were so used to kowtowing to the Soviets. If we're just nice to them, everything will be wonderful. Where my dad said, no, we win, they lose. That's my foreign policy. Get used to it. Evil empire speech. Tear down the wall speech. Tough moments. Reykjavik, when he turned away from Reykjavik because Mikhail Gorbachev wanted to get him to give up STI or Star Wars, which right now is on display at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley. So again, it shows you the battles he had, but more of the battles inside, not outside. So if you're going to see a political movie, you think, oh, you're going to see him fighting the left. No, you're not seeing him fighting that so much. You see him fighting communism. And those kinds of things, the things he went through in Hollywood. it's interesting, and it's going to be interesting for me to see how Hollywood pans it, because you can't pan it because it's all documented. There's nothing made up, and there's nothing you will see in the movie made up or contrived. Nothing. And you're thinking about, here's the guy who gave Hollywood health care. They didn't have health care until Ronald Reagan became president of the Screen Actors Guild.
Mm-hmm.
They had the residuals. They didn't have residuals, which they live on today. They didn't have that until Ronald Reagan became president of the Screen Actors Guild. But yet, they treat him like an ogre, like he's the worst human being on the planet. But they're living off the things that he provided for them when he was president of the Screen Actors Guild back in the 40s and what have you. It cost him the marriage to my mother,
mm-hmm.
Who's depicted in the movie, correctly, by the way, because my mom didn't like politics. Like she says in the movie, the actress depicting my mother, not Nancy, but Jane, say, if you worked as hard at acting as you do at politics, you'd have an Academy Award by now. True. And it ended up my mother and father got divorced after 8 years of marriage and what have you. But here's a woman who hated politics, but the reality was that she voted for him twice. There you go. That's how it used to be. Isn't that way anymore?
There you go. Yes. Mina Savari plays your mother in the movie. And she is a dynamic young actress. And, Dennis Quaid, Penelope Ann Miller in the movie. It's a great cast. When you look at the movie, now that you've seen it, obviously your lens of looking through it is so different. You have such a unique position on it. And to your point, it shows kind of your father fighting communism, but the infighting that went on within the Republican Party. What are some big takeaways that you think as we're telling our listeners, go out, go see the Reagan movie. It would be revolutionary, really be part of that Reagan revolution again. What are some of the takeaways that you think people have from the movie? Like real people, not how they pan it, but real people. What are some of the things that you're hearing?
No, real people. Real people go see. You'll see a real person. You'll see a real human being and what he went through. I mean, gosh, his acting career, I mean, all this stuff that kind of fell apart to an extent. What you're going to see is somebody who made lemonade out of lemons. Every time he hit a roadblock, he came out better on the other side. Came out better. That's what people need to understand. So many people today don't think they have to form these large groups to change things. You'll see how one man can make a difference. And he made a difference in Hollywood, made a difference, in Sacramento, made a difference in Washington, D.C., and what have you. And what I really liked about the movie is my kids, Cameron, my oldest, was born in 78, my youngest, Ash, is born in 83. And yeah, they knew their grandfather and heard the stories. And what's nice is so many of the stories I've told end up in the movie because I was the only one that knew the stories. And so I shoot 15 years ago, I was meeting Mark and everybody, I was kind of laying out stories. It was nice to see those come about. But able to see the grandkids and Cameron's wife and Ashley's husband sit there and see the story of their grandfather and see how it all knotted, in fact, together. So the great takeaway is the fact that we have people that we're going to battle with and what have you, but one man can make a difference. If you see the movie, you're going to see the Soviet KGB, and this is John Voight does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Refers to him as the Crusader, how they got into it was phenomenal. How they walked into telling the story of the Crusader. Crusading against communism, which my dad was. And we don't have that today. What you're going to see is if America's not strong and we are weak, the world falls apart. And right now the world's falling apart, whether it's in Ukraine, whether it's China, doesn't matter where it is. My father once said, there will be 4 wars started during my lifetime, none of which started because America was too strong. And we're not strong right now. We're weak, and the weakness shows worldwide. Right now, and I hope In fact, we figure it all out and we get strong again. But we proved for many years during the Cold War, you cannot kowtow these people. You can't play nice with these people because playing nice, look at the immigrants. You play nice with them, we're going to give you a house. We're going to give you, here in California, we're going to give you $150,000 towards a home. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. How are we being treated by the immigrants? They don't say, hey, this is great. Thank you very much. We're going to be really nice. No, we're going to go out and kill. We're going to rob. We're going to do all this stuff. Well, the Soviets were the same way. Let's be nice, then be nice to us. And one of the proudest moments of my dad's life, and, you know, in that talk you're talking about that you played in the beginning, part of it is, you know, during his tenure as president, he was so proud because communism did not take over one part of the world during his 8 years of presidency. Well, there you go. And now what's happened?
Yeah. And again, we're talking with Michael Reagan, son of President Ronald Reagan. You can follow him on Twitter at Reagan World. He's a New York Times bestseller, political commentator, strategist, and we're listening to you. So please know that. Former radio host, New York Times bestseller. Pick up his book as well, Lessons My Father Taught Me. The new Reagan movie out today and tomorrow, depending on kind of where you are geographically. And I think, you know, your father always really resonated, you know, this power through strength message. I mean, when you think about Ronald Reagan, you think of the city on the hill, you think of the, you know, power through strength. To your point, you know, the world is on fire because America is weak. You wrote a great opinion piece yesterday that I'd love to talk about, entitled Dems Are So Angry They Think It's 2020. And you call them out for their magic act in Chicago and acting like Donald Trump's the one in the White House. 12 of the last 16 years, the White House has been controlled by Democrats. Kamala Harris is there now. You know, her office is 5 feet, I think, from the Oval Office. And you hit on this, the undemocratic things that have happened within the Democratic Party, the coup to get Biden out, the fact that they've coronated Kamala Harris without one primary vote. And they said Trump's name from the stage, I think, north of 400 times. They said inflation twice. The border, you know, less than six times. And this concept of her day one, when she's at about day 1320 something, I have to believe is part of the Magic Act that you were talking about.
Yeah, it is the Magic Act, but the Republicans have their own issues. You know, my dad came up with the 11th commandment. The Republicans pay no attention to it anymore. You know, we're the minority party. I don't care where you go, we're the minority party. And yet we spend more time trying to find quote-unquote rhinos and kicking them out of the party. So when you're the minority party and getting rid of your own, you're stupid. You're just stupid. What you need is a message that's going to bring people together. My father had a message that brought people together. He made friends of enemies, not enemies of friends, and what have you. Whether it's Mikhail Gorbachev, Tip O'Neill, Tip O'Neill sitting there in my the hospital room with my dad after he's shot with a rosary. Mikhail Gorbachev sharing with my father that his grandmother was a Christian, used to go to church every day and pray for the atheist. I prayed for you, Mikhail. I mean, again, he made friends of enemies, not enemies of friends. So we spend more time today in our own party trying to find, well, you don't agree with me, so I don't want you in my party anymore. And you wonder why we have trouble at the polls, why we lose Senate seats in Georgia, why we lose this, why we lose that. Because we're eating our own. Ronald Reagan never ate his own. He never came out against his own. He believed in the 11th commandment. We don't believe it anymore. So while the country has thrown discipline away, so have we in the Republican Party done the same thing by finding ways not to support our own instead of supporting our own. And let me tell you, the worst rhino in the world, the worst rhino in the world is better than any Democrat running for anything.
It's so interesting. And again, the 11th commandment, according to President Ronald Reagan, thou shalt not speak ill of any fellow Republican. And it's interesting. We've talked about this many times on the show with Republicans who've been right here, elected officials. The Democratic Party is so fascinating. And you've been around this a long time. You know how this works with them. They can disagree on 99% of the issues. 99% of the issues. A Democrat donor can disagree with a Democrat candidate. 99% of the issues. Not even like them personally, but you know what they'll do? They'll vote for them. They'll write a check. They'll probably knock some doors and make some phone calls, maybe even host an event. Republicans, we can agree on 99% of the issues with a candidate, but they're dead to you. You won't give them a dollar. You won't do anything to help them. You'll blast them on social media because you disagree with 1% of what they do. And then to your point, we wonder why when we operate in a circular firing squad, everybody gets shot.
Yeah, everybody gets shot. I remember my sister back in 1965 campaigning for our father for governor of California. I didn't know anything in politics. I was hoping my dad would get elected governor so I could find more dates. I mean, that's all I cared about in 1965. You know, 20 years old. And I asked my sister, what's the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? What's the difference? She says, well, you know, the Democrats go to bed every night hoping you never figure it out. Republicans go to bed every night hoping someday you do. Yeah, so there you go. And that's the way it is today. Republicans still go to bed every night hoping someday you figure it all out. And hopefully figure it out before November 5th of this year. And I understand people don't like Trump, you know, for whatever reason. But again, as I said, I hate Trump, therefore I'm willing to destroy the country and put people in power who have gotten us to this point in time, back to the Magic Act, who are pretending like they haven't been in power the last 3.5 years, that they had nothing to do with the border issue, nothing to do with the crime, nothing to do with what's going on in the streets of America, really, like it wasn't them. And of course, when you got a willing participant in the media, it's very tough. But you have to have a message. You have to have a voice and you have to go out there and say something. And meanwhile, let me give a good shout out to my good friend Mark.
Mark Lauder?
Yeah. Mark who? Lauderman.
Yeah. Oh, he loves you. Yes, absolutely. We had him on the show last week. It was so fantastic. And, it's an interesting small world in this little political landscape. It's like a lady at church once told me, everyone knows everyone, so you have to behave yourself all the time. And I'm not sure that I like that philosophy, although I think that your message resonated with many of our listeners that when your dad was running for governor as a 20-year-old, you were hoping he would win so you could get more dates. I think, Michael Reagan, that was people vote for people for much, less solid reasons than that. So I think it was probably a pretty solid philosophy as you worked the polls helping your dad.
20 years old. What do you think I'm thinking?
Of course. We're talking with Michael Reagan. His father, obviously the amazing President Ronald Reagan. You can follow Michael at Reagan World on Twitter. The new movie is out. You can see it here in Raleigh today. Premieres are happening. It was a great preview of the movie that many of us were able to see at the RNC. And, I think let's face it, just knowing that the atmosphere in Hollywood, the work that your dad did to that so many actors are benefiting from now that, of course, they don't want to admit, the actors who and actresses that stepped into this movie, Dennis Quaid, others, it's not going to be without fallout for them to put this story out there.
I really hope not. I don't know how you can hate Ronald Reagan. I don't know how you can hate him because he loved you. I mean, that's just a reality. He was the Boy Scout, if you will. Like Maureen and I, when he decided to run in 1980 in 1980, and Maureen and I were having a glass of wine with my wife and Colleen and the man she was dating at the time. Maybe she was with Dennis, I don't know. And we were talking about the meeting we have with Dad, and now he's going to run in 1980. And we said, you know, if he doesn't make it this time, you know, we'll run him for Eagle Scout so he can get an Eagle badge of the Boy Scouts, because he truly was the Boy Scout. I mean, it's like running for president was like him getting his Eagle badge, which he ultimately got his Eagle badge. That's just the kind of guy he was. Oh, shucks, good guy, you know, tell you a joke, whatever it might be. He was that kind of a guy, and that's why he was able to get along with Tip O'Neill. That's why he was able to put together things with Mikhail Gorbachev. You know, that first meeting they had, when he gets up, he slams the door, take two. Those things actually happen. And the goldfish, you got to stay through the credits because you got to hear the letter at the end of the credits. Stay through the credits.
There we go.
It's really important. So it's, he even loved goldfish. My God, how do you hate a guy who loves goldfish?
Well, and you know, there's so many great, great memories. And I would encourage all of our listeners not only go see the new movie, but also pick up your book. You can get it at Amazon. Lessons My Father Taught Me: The Strength, Integrity, and Faith of Ronald Reagan. We talked about that last time that you were on the show. Just the incredible stories of your father. As we did the lead in, and you know, as he was saying goodbye from the Oval Office, I had chill bumps as I listened to that. But I also think of so many things, so many moments with your dad that, I was 11 when he was first elected. But I think about just the clips that you see. One of my very favorites is on the debate stage when he says not to let the youth of his opponent, don't use that against him.
Here's the thing. That's a perfect example.
Yes.
In the first debate with Mondale, he was terrible. We didn't take him off. We didn't say, let's get rid of him and get somebody else.
Right.
Did we?
No, of course.
No, Nancy went in there rightly so and said, let Reagan be Reagan.
Yep.
Quit filling him with all this stuff that's in there. You know, I'm lucky because not only did I live history, but I witnessed history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really, you know, really a big thing to really be part of. And to see it all unfold before my very eyes and be able to have my dad share things with me that I was able to share with the producers that hopefully made it, you know, into the movie. But again, we live in a different world today, and you can only pray that that all changes. And you talk about John Winthrop's boat. My wife's ancestors came over on that boat into Massachusetts.
Wow.
If you will. And founded one of the founders of Watertown, Massachusetts.
Well, J.D. Vance is in Massachusetts today. We've been watching some news headlines out of there with, taxpayers maybe ready to have another Tea Party talking about the billions of dollars in taxpayer money that has been spent to house and take care of illegal immigrants. I mean, the statistics around so many of those things are just staggering as we look at them. I think, you know, it's one of the things I always think about with your father, President Ronald Reagan, and again, we can capture them in your book, and I can't wait to see the film, is that he was so serious about policy, and it was very clear, and his policies were so impactful in really shaping and revolutionizing this country, taking us from the deep, dark days of Jimmy Carter, really to be that city on the hill.
And 40 years later, history repeats itself.
It sure does. It sure does.
History is now repeating itself right now. And you'll see that when you go see the movie. You'll see the history of the country, you know, prior to Ronald Reagan, now with Ronald Reagan through the movie, end of the Cold War, and the fact that you'll just say, oh, my gosh, we're repeating the history today. What are we going to do about it? Meanwhile, you know, I got to get on with what I'm doing.
There you go. Well, and, you know, voting starts. This is unbelievable. Again, we're talking with Michael Reagan, son of President Ronald Reagan. Follow him on Twitter at Reagan World. Go to Amazon, pick up his book, Lessons My Father Taught Me, and go see the new movie, the new Reagan movie. It's absentee ballots hit mailboxes right here in North Carolina on Friday, a week from tomorrow. Voting starts in North Carolina, September the 6th. And
Got it.
It's un, you know, we're, It's 2 months of early voting, apparently, is where we're starting. And a headline that we had hit today, just right before we came on the air, the North Carolina Democrat-run State Board of Elections is keeping RFK on the ballot. Democrats are terrified to take him off, even though he's come out and supported President Donald Trump and endorsed him fully. So, Michael Reagan, thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for fighting such a great fight and keeping the legacy of your father alive in all that you do.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.